there's a very specific feeling that creeps up on Sundays. It can start out with a general feeling of being unsettled or restless. The anxiety grows until, boom, you've caught it. The Sunday scaries. If this is you, I can help. My name is Dora Kamau. I'm a meditation and mindfulness teacher at Headspace and the host of a new Spotify-exclusive podcast called The Sunday Scaries. Sunday Scaries is out now. Tap the banner to listen for free right here on Spotify.
Ross, this gentleman is...
Ross Barnes?
What is this about?
Please, just positively identify yourself. Are you Ross Barnes?
Yes, I am, but I
okay,
think...
Okay, please come with us, sir, right now.
Where?
You'll find out when we get there.
Just let me get my...
No. You're not getting anything, sir. You're coming with us right now.
Sir, this way.
Through here, on the left.
Look, I haven't done anything.
Mr. Barnes, sir, just come with us.
I get in the elevator first, with the three agents following, crowding me to the back. We're going up?
Isn't down usually where are we going?
Your phone.
What?
Give me your phone.
Well, I don't think you can just take
now.
Private property from me, right? That's not...
There's no phones in this floor.
Constitution.
This is not a discussion. That I'm asking at all is a courtesy. That courtesy ends in 10 seconds.
As I hand it over, I have an absurd urge to say, if you hurt her...
Here, I don't need the buds. Come on, walk.
What's classified about this? It's just empty rooms. You're afraid I'm gonna take pictures of empty rooms? I don't see why you can't give him my phone back if there's literally nothing
in there.
A rolling office chair, a metal folding chair, a card table, nothing else.
No, not that one. Sit in the folding chair.
You care which chair I sit in?
Just sit in the folding chair.
So I just... Is someone coming to talk to me, or... Hey! Is someone coming to talk to me, or... Hey, I said, is someone coming to talk to me? Hello?
You forget how much stimulus you get all the time until you have none. There's always something playing in your ear. There's always an email. There's always a push notification. There's always a new thing. Until there isn't.
Hello?
By 20 minutes later, I think 20 minutes. No clock, no window, maybe it's really an hour. By some amount of time later, I'm so bored, I tip over the folding chair to read the assembly instructions stickered to the bottom.
What are you doing?
What?
What are you doing?
I just wanted to read
that. Set the chair right side up.
Why am I here?
Set the chair right side up.
Okay, I've done it. Now, why am I here?
Sit on the folding chair.
If I sit on it, will you tell me what...
Sit on the folding chair. Do you need to urinate?
Excuse me?
Do you need to urinate?
And I didn't 1 second ago. But now, I'm wondering if I do. I'm fine.
Start from the beginning.
The beginning of what?
Start from the beginning.
The beginning of what?
Just start from the beginning.
I don't know what beginning you want me to start from. I don't know why I'm here.
Stop. Just stop. Now, just take a minute to think back to when it all started.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Too bad.
Wait, where are you? You can't just tell me why I'm here. Okay, so I need to be ready. He's gonna come back, I need to be ready. What do they know? What could they know? Is this about me going to Voicetree? Showing my ID? But that was 2 days ago. Why didn't they grab me yesterday? Should I ask for a lawyer? But if I ask for a lawyer, won't that make it seem like...
Please. Sit in the folding chair.
Wait, what happened to the... There was just someone else.
Please sit in the folding chair.
I don't get this. Who cares what chair?
Sit in the folding chair. Right now.
This isn't right.
Sit down. Who is Shannon Wingate?
Who?
Who is Shannon Wingate?
Oh... Right. Shannon? Sorry, last name confused me. I forgot what it was.
You're confirming that you know Shannon Wingate?
Of course.
Of course.
I went on a date with her.
How did you meet?
On a, or you may not know, actually. Hopefully you don't know.
How did you meet?
There's these chat boards, these online communities for the bereaved, right? And we met on one of those.
And decided to date.
Excuse me?
You met on a site for the bereaved and decided to date.
Why are you making it sound like that?
How soon did you begin?
What the hell do you know about it?
Mr. Barnes, would you say that you feel a resentment toward people who are not bereaved?
Excuse me?
You're wearing a wedding ring.
So?
Why are you wearing a wedding ring?
Because I'm...
Did you wear it on the date?
I'm not going to tell you intimate...
Did you and Shannon Wingate discuss the wedding ring? Your marriage? The loss of your wife?
How is that any of your business?
The loss of her boyfriend?
This is crazy!
Would you say, in light of that conversation, that you and Shannon Wingate share... A resentment directed at people who have not prematurely lost their romantic partners.
What the hell kind of question is that?
Do you and Shannon Wingate share resentment directed?
I mean, is that a crime?
So you do.
I didn't say that!
You're wearing a wedding ring.
What?
So you don't. What else did you discuss on your date?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Did you talk about the money?
What money?
Did you talk about what to do with the money?
I don't know about any money.
How often do you meet?
Meet? We had one date. I don't...
Why did you only have one date?
These seem like really inappropriate questions.
She didn't like you. You were a creep. What?
What? No.
You must have done something.
Nobody did anything. We just talked. And we agreed that neither of us, given our circumstances, was ready to enter into...
That's why you never saw her again.
That's right. We both mutually decided...
Where did you have lunch today, Ross?
Lunch?
Where did you have lunch?
I mean, it wasn't nothing special, maybe, pizza.
And I realize a second too late. That's not the kind of question they ask unless they already know the answer.
So you're saying you didn't take the A train to 42nd Street, Times Square? And then walk to 662 44th Street, apartment 4A, where Shannon Wingate lives, entering at 1:12 p.m. and leaving at 1:29 p.m.? Can you confirm for me, right now, that you didn't do that? Have a great day, Mr. Barnes.
What?
All yours.
Oh, hey, listen, if you don't mind, Ross, can you stand up for me?
Agent Dash.
Yeah, if you don't mind grabbing that folding chair.
No problem.
Thank you.
Wait, why is he taking the chair?
And I am just gonna sit here.
Where do I sit?
I didn't say you had to sit.
But he just...
Sit. Stand. It's up to you.
He took the only other chair.
There's the floor. Or don't sit.
I don't understand this. I don't understand what's happening.
Where's Judith Benedict?
Who?
Judith Benedict. Where is she at this moment?
Okay. Okay, I don't know who that is. I 100% do not know who that is.
Is she hurt? Did you hurt her?
I haven't hurt anyone.
Or is she with you? Have you turned her?
I literally never heard that name.
Is she dead or have you turned her?
I don't know that name. I've never heard it in my life.
And I can see it in his face. He believes me. And he's disappointed that he believes me.
What about Luke Blackwell?
He holds a thin file out to me.
What's your connection to him?
Again, I don't know who that is. Am I supposed to take that file or...
When you met with Luke Blackwell, what did you discuss?
Nothing, because I never met with Luke Blackwell.
Did he try to warn you off?
Warn me off?
Why didn't you listen?
Listen to what?
He must have told you not to get involved. Why didn't you listen?
Nobody told me not to get involved in anything. And I don't know anyone named Luke Blackwell.
Not even under his alternate name?
What alternate name?
Take the file.
A single photo inside.
Orpheus NYC. That alternate name.
Oh my God.
Does that ring a bell?
He slumped slightly down on a bench. The expression on his face is like he glanced up, saw the gun, and had a half second to be surprised before they fired.
Because that was the name that he used on the deep web chat board that you found by reaccessing an uploaded file, which you are not supposed to do, but with everything else that we have on you, maybe we'll just let that one slide.
When did this happen?
Yesterday. These people aren't your friends, Ross. We're the only thing even resembling friends that you've got left.
Wait, I need to talk to you. Sam. Hey! I need to talk to someone for more than 10 goddamn seconds. You can't just leave me in here. I'm sitting in the office chair. I'm wheeling around on it. I'm going for a ride. I'm riding in the office chair. Isn't anyone gonna stop me? I want a lawyer. I said I want a lawyer. I know you can hear me, and you can't just ignore me.
Lying on the floor isn't bad. Office carpeting. More comfortable than it looks. I can't keep track if I'm awake or sleeping. Eventually, I remember I still have my earbuds in my pocket. I put them in my ears, even though they're attached to nothing. Still feels nice. I first met Charlie at a beer garden with a big group of mutual friends. There wasn't a big, our eyes met moment. It was more like 50 tiny ones, 50 miniature eye meetings over the course of an epic afternoon of day drinking. As I got up to refill and we kept rearranging positions at the table, Charlie and I kept being inched closer together. Or was she deliberately moving closer to me? They say cats go to the person in the room who doesn't like cats because cats respect reserve. Maybe that's what happened. She sure figured out the downside to my reserve later.
You want your phone?
What?
You want your phone.
Must have been asleep. Don't think I would have missed Bryn Cutler coming through the door.
I want a lawyer.
Right here. Take it right out of my hand.
I want a lawyer.
What for?
What for?
Isn't that for when you're under arrest?
I'm not under arrest.
Did someone say you're under arrest?
You locked me in this room.
Was the door locked?
Yes.
While you were in here?
Yes.
Well, someone's in trouble. That's all I have to say.
Listen. Listen, this is all very easy to explain. Shannon and I just went on a date.
You sure you don't want your phone? My colleagues seem to think you're pretty down in the mouth to be separated from it.
I'm just trying to explain that some of events that you guys seem upset about, if I just put them in context...
Basically, it's not what it looks like.
I want a lawyer.
You want a lawyer? You want your phone.
I have to choose? Wait, I don't have to choose. That's ridiculous.
You want your phone or not?
I can just have it.
Just take it out of my hand. I think there's a bear trap in there. It's just a hand. Should be all juiced up. Leave it on airplane mode, though. I'd like us to have our privacy. Ross, I'm truly sorry for your loss. For the loss of your wife, Charlie. Sorry as I can be. It's terrible. Hope you've been able to find some comfort in the... It's been, what, 8 months?
Yeah.
Well, I hope you've been able to find some comfort in that time. My husband's alive, of course. Well, not... Technically, my husband, we've never gotten around to the particulars, but we've shared the same bed for 18 years, so yeah, I'm gonna call him my husband. Anyway, he's alive.
Great.
But if I lost him, if he died and I went home and he wasn't there, I would be destroyed. I'd just be destroyed. I'd be like you. Can't tell you how great it is. What a joy it is that I'm not like you.
I think...
Oh, please, go on.
What you want is for me to get angry and say something stupid.
You have something stupid you want to say? Because if my husband died and some time went by and I got real taste of what it was like to live without him... And then, suddenly, I had the chance to get him back. Well, there's no telling what I might do. Pop up your video app.
What?
On your phone. Whatever it's called. The app you watch videos on. I left you some goodies on there.
You put things on my phone?
Just a couple of treats on the house. You see the two new videos? I think it's called Ross 1, Ross 2.
Yeah?
They're numbered that way because they're in ascending order.
Ascending order of what?
Play the first one.
This ID badge clearly identifies me as a member of the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
Right, so that would be you impersonating a federal agent.
Investigating crimes related to social media.
Go ahead, jump to the next one.
Look... Okay, I shouldn't have used the ID, but my wife's profile had disappeared.
Play the next one.
I wouldn't watch it with her when she was alive. I always went into another room. Totally stupid.
And that
right next
would
to
be you.
Asked a billion questions.
Distracting a once-in-a-generation computer scientist with memories of her dead wife so you could take illegal video footage of classified government work products.
I cheer when they win, and I rant when they lose.
So to answer your question, ascending order of what? Ascending order of, you are going away forever.
The hand-delivered reports.
There's no reason in the 21st century you would ever need to hand deliver reports to a colleague who works 50 yards from your desk.
Then why?
It was a piece of cheese. You want to know what the enemy is interested in. Give them a little access. See where they go. Kind of like you overhearing that we cracked Life After's comm signal. Wouldn't that be nice? But no, sadly, it was just to take away your Wi-Fi. So you'd have to go to your contact in person.
Shannon.
Same woman we saw you with at that Brooklyn Heights bar 8 days ago. Which is what made us start watching you in the first place.
Why were you watching me that night?
Figure it out. Figure it out.
You weren't. You were watching her.
And why were we watching her?
She was a subscriber to Life After.
What do you mean was?
I mean is.
So anyway, no, Ross, you're not under arrest. And if you want, you can walk out that door right now. Of course, if you do walk out that door, I'll have you arrested immediately, at which point you can have a lawyer, or 5 lawyers, or 100 lawyers. It won't make a difference. You're going away for centuries, and if they ever do release you, whatever comes out of that prison won't be you anymore. Oh, yeah. Shortness of breath, that's standard. Prickles all over your skin. Nothing to be ashamed of. I've seen seasoned guys, decades in the game, do the same when they know they've been slam dunked for good. Unless.
What?
You keep doing all the things you've been doing, only now you're doing them for me.
A double agent?
I wouldn't call you that. I wouldn't call you any kind of agent, but sure.
I keep passing intel to the Life After people?
Only now that intel comes directly from me.
And I just keep talking to Charlie like nothing has changed?
Catching right on.
So every word I say to her, to my wife, from this moment on, is a lie.
Your wife?
Yes.
Your late wife, Charlie?
Yes.
Pop up your audio tab on your phone. There's a goodie there, too.
What is this?
Downloaded from VoiceTree. From a particular profile on VoiceTree. A profile that has a lot of posts. So many, in fact, that it was hard to pick which one to play for you today, but I settled on this one because it has a guest appearance from you. Play it.
I don't want to.
Play it anyway.
Apparently, if you're married, apparently, even if you have a husband, apparently, even if you have a goddamn life partner, he'd still rather go to sleep.
Charlie,
he'd still rather get his precious 6 hours of sleep than face some actual truth.
If you're gonna say it to me. Why are you saying it to the world?
Forget this.
Sound familiar?
Yes, it does.
You're not gonna post that, are you?
Why shouldn't I? Maybe somebody will listen and care.
Are you saying that I don't care?
Are you going to bed or not?
I just think that...
Are you going to bed or are we gonna talk?
It's just that clearly you are in a state.
Yes or no?
You're upset about your sister, and I obviously can't do anything about your sister.
Oh, because she died so long ago.
Well, she did, in fact.
So choose, right now, are you going to bed?
And since
or are we having
I
this
can't
out?
Do anything about that, and since I need to be able to function tomorrow, then yes. I think the best thing for everyone is if I go to bed.
Okay.
Okay? Are you...
Okay. Go to bed.
But are you...
Go to bed. It's fine. Go to bed.
We romanticize people when they die young. We remember them better than they were. But that? Not even that. A third-rate photocopy of that? You can lie to that. You owe it nothing.
You're wrong.
How? How am I wrong?
I wasn't supposed to go hide in bed. I was supposed to stay right there. In that room all night and fight with her. Hold her, cry with her, whatever that led to, whatever she needed. Therapy, drugs, I don't know what. But together, I was her husband. That's what I owed her. That's what I owe her now.
Okay, let's say that's true. How are you gonna pay that debt? Because you know what they don't have in prison? They don't have Wi-Fi.
Is that a threat?
Let me think about that. Yeah. Yes, it's a threat.
Well, it's not much of one. You send me to prison, I lose Charlie. You take down life after, I lose Charlie. It's the same result either way, so the threat is meaningless. All you're saying is, help me kill her. And I won't do that. You actually have nothing to offer me.
Huh. I might have something.
Through here. Right.
The restricted suite in the social media unit. The last place I ever expected to see again.
In here.
A conference room. Packed. Octavia, McLeod, and maybe a dozen strangers. And all of their eyes on me.
You all know Ross, the data entry drone. Now meet Ross, the informant. First, he's going to brief you. Then, you're going to brief him. And then we're sending him in.
This is Jermaine Fowler, author of The Humanity Archive, Recovering the Soul of Black History from a Whitewashed American Myth. Through telling the stories of the human experience, I am always seeking to show, as Frederick Douglass said, that a smile has no nation and a tear has no nationality. And that immaterial things like music and art and stories can bring us together and bridge the gap of our differences. Listen today on Spotify.